Welcome back to the Modern Court Reporter podcast, where we discuss all things court reporting. I'm your new host, Brittany Jones, and I'm here with Darlene Williams.
Hi, everybody.
We'll be joined today by Jessica Gibson, a talented court reporter who is here to share her story and journey with Planet Institute. I'm going to turn the floor over to Jessica so she can introduce herself and share some of her background with our listeners.
Hi, I'm Jessica Gibson. I'm just a recent starting with court reporting. I transitioned over from being a flight attendant, and it's been wonderful so far.
Great. So Jessica, let's just get right into the heart of things today. Why don't you tell us how you found Planet Institute?
Well, I was getting in touch with people on Facebook, court reporters in the area, and I was lucky enough to speak with someone who had had experience with Planet Depot, and she recommended them, and she told me about their wonderful mentor program, and it sounded like something I was interested in, so I just reached out to Planet Depot, and I was lucky enough to get in touch with Darlene, who started leading me through the process.
And as I recall, we had a phone conversation very early on, and you were very upset because your school was closing down, you weren't quite ready to graduate yet, and you didn't know what your future was going to hold. And I distinctly remember you almost panicking, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now.
That's right.
And I recall it being a lengthy discussion about Planet Institute, and you had lots of wonderful questions, very thoughtful, and certainly looking towards your future as a court reporter. And that's been, what, maybe 8 months ago or something like that?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. So how has your journey been through the Planet Institute program?
It's been wonderful. I, like you said, I was very nervous. You know, you go through school just focusing on speeds and the things that they teach you, and you don't realize how much there is to it when you're getting started. And I wish I'd have known sooner that there was a program like with Planet Depots that would get me going. I got to be honest, when I first started researching, I was worried, like, is this for real? I was just concerned, you know, I didn't realize that a place could bring me on like this and just walk me through all the beginning steps.
Right.
And it's just been so wonderful.
So tell us what you thought about those first couple jobs that you shadowed. Was it overwhelming? Did you find that what you were learning in school somewhat prepared you for it, but actually being live on a login call where the deposition is actually taking place, what was that transition like?
Well, it was a little bit, you know, I was nervous getting started, but to be quite honest, it didn't feel as overwhelming as I had thought in the beginning, because you were there the whole time kind of walking me through it and just pay attention, focus on what's going on. Any questions later, you guys helped me with. You basically walked me through the beginning processes so that by the time I got started, I felt fully prepared. I felt confident with myself.
Wonderful. We like to hear that. That's good news for sure. So you feel like the structure of the Planet Institute program helped to lead you through those early phases of leaving the academic world and actually becoming a court reporter. Do you feel like there was enough captured there to make that transition easier?
Very much so. And there's been many times through the program and even now as a working court reporter where I think back and I wonder how other court reporters do it when they're getting started with other programs that don't have, you know, like the Planet Institute to get them started, because there's so much going on when you're transitioning from a student into the court reporting field that you're just not aware of as you're going through school. And so it's just been wonderful to have a program that takes me through that process.
Great. What do you think was your biggest weakness when you started Planet Institute, as far as, was it a skill set or was it just the unknown?
I think the unknown and the confidence issue. I think it's kind of normal that when you're getting started in a field, it's challenging and you don't really know what to expect. And I didn't have a whole lot of confidence in myself, mm-hmm. but you kind of talked me through a lot of those. I've had some lengthy conversations with you, and you've given me just the encouragement I need to get going. And now as a working reporter, it's like, what was I so worried about? You know, this is great. It's really a dream come true. Truly.
Awesome. That's awesome. We're always glad to hear such success stories. So what do you think your biggest strength was coming into the program? Do you think your past experiences with working something completely different had import into this new world? Do you think it was the particular academic program that you were in that just helped to lay a good foundation for you? Anything specific that you think was a good strength for you to this program?
To be quite honest, I think motivation. I was so motivated to get out of the career path that I was in. And that kind of gave me the kick I needed to say, I'm doing this. I've worked for this. This is my dream. And just not let anything hold me back, because it's happened now. And sometimes I look back and it's like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm out there working. You know, it's just great.
That's awesome. Can you share with us a particular experience you had on a Zoom shadowing job that you thought was very interesting, or something that caught you by surprise and you're like, I can't believe that that happens in a deposition?
Well, sometimes it can get a little more challenging than you anticipate. You know, sometimes attorneys tend to argue over each other a bit and things like that. And it can get a little bit overwhelming trying to discern who's talking and things like that. But watching a few of them and seeing how it's handled, you know, sometimes the court reporter has to actually speak up and say, hey, we need one at a time, you know, to get a clear transcript. And that is our job, to get the clearest, most accurate transcript possible. So I feel more comfortable now just speaking up if I have to and saying, hey, you know, whoa. Just politely, with respect, but we got to get that clear transcript. So those are some of the things that prepared me, yes.
That's great. I know that you have taken some in-person jobs now that that world is opening back up again. What was that experience like?
I was very nervous at first, of course. You know, like I said, it's all building confidence, but it was really fun, actually. It felt great. It felt like I'm really here. You know, it was exciting. And yeah, I'm looking forward to doing more in-person jobs also.
That's awesome. Well, what kind of advice would you have for a student, let's say a high-speed student who might be struggling with a speed? And, you know, like we've all been through, you wonder, is this really for me? Can you give them some advice about what got you over those hurdles and kept you moving forward?
I think even just listening to other people's stories, kind of like myself, when they were going through the program, how many times you doubt yourself, how many times you wonder, is this really going to happen? I think that's normal. It's a challenging field and there's a lot to it, and you're going to have doubts. And you're going to have a hard time visualizing the future, yourself out there working. And you will think, is this really going to happen? Is this just a dream? But if you keep at it, it can happen. You can make it happen. And I would definitely recommend you guys' program 100%, because it's just been wonderful. And I can still, even as a working reporter, if I have any doubts, I know I can give you a call. If I have any questions or I'm worried about something, I can give you a call and you would drop everything and sit there and talk me through any issues like you have in the past. And that gives me what I need to get out there and feel confident with myself.
Oh, that's awesome. That's always good to hear that you know that you have someone you can go to. It's important, I think, for our listeners to understand that there are times when court reporting can be very isolating, can be very lonely. And if you don't have that connection with someone, you know, and you're just kind of out there hanging on your own, it can lead to issues that you don't see coming. And so I think that you're right in that we always need to be able to reach out to someone, and it should never be an issue of, I don't know who to go to. We all need a mentor somewhere along the way. And so I think that I was very encouraged when you would start calling me. You had excellent questions, very thoughtful questions, that led me to know that you had what it took to be a good court reporter. Confidence always comes with time. And as a new reporter, we know that that's going to take time, but you listen to the advice. You participated 100%, especially in the shadowing. You made yourself available so often and took advantage of every opportunity. And I think that you would agree with me for our listeners that if they can find a program like Planet Institute, if they can't find anything like Planet Institute, we're always here. But if they can't find something like that, they need to find a mentor that can work with them one-on-one, because it can be overbearing at times to try and navigate your way through this process. It's not an easy transition from the academic world into the actual world of court reporting. I think you've done a fabulous job with that transition. I think our listeners should be motivated by hearing you that, yes, you can have your times when you really aren't sure what's going on. But knowing that you can reach out to someone, whether it's me, whether it's other court reporters, whether it's a court reporter Facebook group, whether it's a student Facebook group, just know that there are people out there that are always willing to reach out and lend the information that you need. And so I think that that's important for our listeners to understand. So tell us what your next goal is. What's your ultimate plan for your future?
Just to keep doing what I'm doing and eventually just keep perfecting the field, you know, just keep every day I'm learning something new as it is. And I just want to get to the point where, you know, you show up and you don't even have to think about it because, you know, I'm still learning so much and it's just extremely rewarding. And I can finally, as I'm working now, I can visualize that future. And it feels very positive, very good.
That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Jessica, for taking time to talk with us today. I think Brittany has a couple more comments she'd like to make, and we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
Thank you again to Jessica for sharing your success story with us. We know that you'll accomplish big things, and we're super excited for you. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode. We hope you tune in again next time on the Modern Court Reporter.